This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Islamic housing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of Islamic housing. According to the teachings of Islam, we know that the Prophet ﷺ has stopped us from making houses out of showing off and or to become popular, because there are some people who try to make house or who buys the house in order to become famous, like in the town, like such person has such and such house, or maybe it is to show off to the people. And the Prophet has said that whoever makes such a house, on the day of judgment, Allah will take this house 7 levels down in the earth, and after that, in the shape of a necklace, a fire necklace, it will come up, and it will be hanged on the neck of the person who owns it. And this is the hellfire, basically. Why? Because he made a house out of, we can say, like, for the popularity. He made it to show off to others. It wasn't the need of the person. And therefore, when Prophet said so, the companions asked that, "O Prophet, how should be the house then?" فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ The companion said, "How, O the Prophet, كَيْفَ يَبْنِي رِئَاءً وَالسُّمْعَةً? How is the showing off, and how is the being, you know, for the popularity?" The Prophet said, "If yabni fadlan ala ma yakfihi aw yabni mubahat, if someone builds something which is more than the things which he needs, it is more than ma yakfihi, he needs it, if it is more than that, aw yabni mubahat, or he makes it for something which he does not need, then this comes under the category where Allah will punish this person." Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of Islamic housing, and we said that the Prophet has stopped people from making house in order to show off, in order to get the popularity, or anything which is excessive for him. Why it is so? It is because when we look at the Islamic teachings, Islam pays attention towards the justice, to the social justice. In an Islamic society, in a religious society, when the main slogan of Islam, when the main goal of Islam is to get people towards, or take people towards the justice, towards the social justice in its Islamic meanings, not the general meaning that which generally is said in the world, but in its true Islamic meaning, then obviously if someone owns something which he does not need, if someone performs something which is against the justice, which is against the teachings of Islam, then obviously he is accountable for it. And there are strict verses about such people that Allah will definitely punish such people on the day of judgment. And therefore, when Islam talks about the equality of the people, when, you know, when we go to the mosque and when we stand for prayer, in one line we can see the rich, the politician, the leader, the beggar, for example, or the needy, or a poor person, a middle class person, they all are standing in one line behind the imam. And this one line shows us in the prayers that you all are equal. You all are equal. And you all should not excess the limits. You should not break the limits which are set by Islam. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.